He's been described as an inspiration to jihadists the world over. But this morning, 29-year-old Australian man Musa Sarantonio is languishing in a jail cell in the Philippines. The Muslim convert and online preacher was arrested yesterday on the Filipino island of Cebu. The news would come as a surprise to his followers on social media. Earlier in the week, he boasted to them that he'd arrived in ISIS-controlled Syria or Iraq. Observers are unsure if Australia will seek to extradite Musa Sarantonio from the Philippines, with one expert telling Saturday AM that despite his firebrand preaching on the internet, it's not certain he's broken any Australian laws. Simon Santo has our story.
Melbourne-born Musa Sarantonio has a message, and he likes to deliver it on the internet to followers all over the world.
Yes, slaughtered in Syria. Yes, our sisters are being raped. Yes, men are being buried alive because they only want to worship Allah. But what can we do?
He has been described by King's College in London as one of the three most influential preachers online.
Allah should assist you. Nobody can defeat you. You sit back and you say, oh, but look at them, look at them. China, America, England. Have you forgotten about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you forgotten about the Almighty?
Professor Greg Barton is the director of the Global Terrorism Research Centre at Monash University.
For his audience, he's seen as a very hip, cool representative of their generation, somebody just like them, 20-something male, only more knowledgeable, greatly more knowledgeable and more confident. He's not seen as an uncle or as an older figure, as an older religious teacher. He's seen as somebody of the generation he's reaching out to. And that gives him street cred that's very, very, very important. The people being drawn abroad to Syria and Iraq, particularly known as foreign fighters, generally responding to dynamics within a subculture that rejects mainstream religious authority, whether places like the Philippines or Indonesia or indeed in Australia. Musa Sarantonio was very much in the middle of that subculture.
The Philippines National Police yesterday swooped on Musa Sarantonio after tracking him for about a week. A year after arriving in the country, they arrested him, seizing SIM cards, mobile phones, cash, and reportedly confiscating both his passport and the passport of a Filipino woman who was with him. Only a few days ago, he'd boasted on Twitter that he'd gone to ISIS-controlled Syria and Iraq.
Alhamdulillah, I have arrived in the land of Khalifa in Asham. May Allah honour all Muslims during this blessed time with his obedience.
The Australian Federal Police won't publicly confirm their interest in the radical preacher, but they put out a statement confirming his arrest in the Philippines. A spokeswoman would only say that events there may result in Musa Sarantonio's return to Australia. Monash University's Professor Greg Barton.
It seems like his game of hide-and-seek has come to an end. One would assume his calculation was he needed to be somewhere where authorities wouldn't find him and he was free to keep on spreading his propaganda. To the Philippines, he clearly had friends who were prepared to look after him and hide him.
Professor Barton says Australian authorities would be aware it's no crime to hold opinions, but effective association and effective facilitation of a listed terrorist group is another matter. And he warns that extradition to Australia may not be the simplest course of action.
It may be the case, however, that they're happier for him to stay out of Australia at the moment if the jurisdiction in which he's been arrested, in this case the Philippines, makes it easier to prosecute. So there's legal considerations in all of this. But the movements that he was involved in supporting are transnational. The threat that those movements represent are transnational. And for a long time now, authorities around the world, and certainly across Southeast Asia, including Australia, have been working very closely together on trying to limit the damage that people like Musa Sarantonio have been doing.
Already, many of his followers have reacted to news of his arrest by vowing to bring bloodshed to the Philippines and its capital, Manila.
Simon Santo.